Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that have been listening for the last hour, we're going to say welcome back to you. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
What up?
Howdy. Howdy doody. And Brian's hanging out in the other room. And we are going to be joined here shortly. Shortly. Very shortly. Shortly by my just amazing guest. Melanie Bell joining us here in a minute. My perfect is right now with Certified Nutritional Therapist. My perfect is right now. So for those of you that were listening to the last show, I was talking about the fact that Linda and I, we pull these cards every day. We have like a little thing that was spiritual, little ritual that's kind of fun that we start our day and we pull these cards, right? So we pull them from the angel deck. We have the prosperity deck and so forth and so on. And then we have the animal totem deck. And what I was sharing during the last show is that I don't think since Linda and I have been doing this, I'm just trying to remember now, if we have ever pulled a card upside down. Now, you know, when you're doing animal totems, right, in animal medicine, what happens is that you, you shuffle the deck. Now, for me, I shuffle the deck, but I don't look and see if I've got all the animal cards in the right direction. Okay, do you follow me right there? It's kind of like money. You know, I don't look at my money and make sure that I got the dollar bills all with the right thingy. Okay, but Linda is my best friend. You know, do you know she... We had like an anniversary April 1st. An anniversary April 1st. Can you believe it? We have been friends since April 1st of 1973.
April Fools.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Oh, wait.
So it's legit, a big then. April Fool. It's a big April Fool, so. All right. But it's a true thing.
It's good.
April Fools. We have been through so many things together. It is crazy what you get to learn about another person in this lifetime. So anyway, we do this ritual and we pull these cards. And so on the show previously, I had Elizabeth Englund on the show. I was talking about the bat. So she pulls the bat for me. Now, here's what I said to everybody, right, on the last show. These cards, because Linda will tell you, she's not listening now. She had to take her mom to the doctor. But if she were listening, she would agree with me completely. She is what we call like a triple Virgo. And, you know, we absolutely count on her to have things in order. For whatever reason, and she will tell me it was just meant to be, when we pull our animal cards, and she actually pulls them since she has the deck, she pulled the bat card upside down. So I would like to ask any of you out there that does anything with totems, that knows anything about the bat card, and that knows anything about pulling the bat upside down. By the way, that would be pulling the bat right side up, because bats hang upside down. Any of you can give me any insight on that. I would love for you to call into the show. Love to hear that, because I got Linda's version of it. But you have to remember, whenever friends do things like this, you get the version that's in the book, and then you get your friend's two cents about what's really going on in your life. So we have a toll-free number. Anybody want to give me some insight on what it means to pull that bat card upside down? So I did find out that bat means rebirth. So if you pull the bat upside down and having it correctly upside down means that is about rebirth. But if you flip it so that it's actually not hanging upside down, does that mean I'm going to be stuck in the birth canal? Should ask Kamisha because she's having a little baby. 1-800-930-2819. Any of you can share, give me some insight. And we'll take the first caller that can give some insight. And I'd love to give you a deck of prosperity cards if you do that. So this is the bat totem, upside down. So here's what I found on the internet about this and what the bat animal spirit guide totem means. So I'm just going to read a couple of these because there's like a gazillion things out here on bats. Did you have any idea there was this much information on the internet about the bat totems? Any information? Did you have any idea?
Oh, you're asking me. I thought you were asking the general public.
Did you have any?
I'm sure they don't know just as much as I do, but.
Right? I mean, so, you know, what's our relationship with bats? Has to do with vampires, right?
That's usually where everyone starts with.
That's usually where it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here it is. Bats, totem, and feng shui. So this is one definition of this. I'm a little, can you tell I'm a little obsessed about this? It says, what is the general meaning of bats as a sign, symbolism, spiritual representation? Bats usually symbolize birth and rebirth. There you go. Bats also symbolize illusion, dreams, intuition, initiation, journeying, inner depth, communication. If you have the bat as your totem, you are extremely aware of your surroundings. So here's what Linda says to me, right, as we're talking about this. Because I pull the bat in the other direction, and they call it the reverse direction of the card. So she starts to read these things, and she said, okay, if you'd have pulled the card straight up, you would have had bat as your totem, extremely aware of your surroundings. So Linda's from New Jersey. So she says, okay, because you didn't pull it in the right direction, you are completely unaware of your surroundings. I said, well, Linda, are you sure that's what that means? Okay, so here's the other thing. Sometimes you can be overly sensitive to the feelings of others. So then Linda goes on to say, no, you pull the card in the other direction. You are never sensitive to the feelings. This was a lesson in self-esteem this morning. And thank God we're best friends. It says you are quite perceptive on a psychic level and are prone to have prophetic dreams. That's like being a prophet. So she said, goes on to say, okay, you didn't pull the card in the right direction. Guess that's not happening for you. So this is really kind of cool. It says that bats are really, really cool. And so given all of that, what do you do when you get this insider information, you know, whether it's from an Elizabeth Englund or whether it's from other people that, you know, you've heard on the show, or whether you pull an angel card or whether you pull a totem card or whatever it is that we do in our spiritual practice. How do we interpret these things so that we get the nugget, the lesson, the amazing insight that maybe is sitting right there in front of us, that we absolutely, absolutely can't see for ourselves? So there's a website called Totem Talk. And so, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I went to Google this whole bat thing, and I got like a gazillion things of information. All right, here. Spirit of bat, rebirth and renewal. I like this idea. I like the whole renewal idea. I like the rebirth idea, too. The bat represents the energy of rebirth, known as the guardians of the night. I did not know that. They possess the power of adaptability. Bats can reflect our need to deal with our fears. The message of the bat may be alerting you that the transformation of the ego is upon you and is asking you to surrender to the process. Now, if I had to pull the card straight up, according to Linda, my best friend, and they've got this like little picture of the bat in here too. Actually, it's a giant picture. That would be what it means. What does it mean the other way around? So it goes on to say that it represents reincarnation, ritual death, initiation, confronting fears, letting go of old habits, happiness, good luck. I mean, this is like a big dang list of things that this bat, this little creature, is responsible for in our lives. Who knew? Who knew the bat had this much impact on us energetically? It says health, wealth, long life, peace, unhappiness, unrest, chaos, incomplete understanding, avoiding obstacles, transformation, and past lives. So this idea of rebirth is something that has been extremely, I'm extremely familiar with. And the reason that I think it's kind of cool is because part of being reborn indicates, just obviously by the absence of the language, means that something has died. You know, a part of us dies. And so what is rebirth about? You know, some people look at this and say, well, wait, that's transmutation or transformation. But rebirth is a little bit different. You know, can you be born with the same experience as you had before you died? Some people say that once you experience something, you can never experience it in the same way. And so rebirth is a very interesting, I think it's a very interesting energy. 2012 has been called out to be one of the most significant global energies of rebirth we've seen in a long time. I guess the question is, if initiation and death and rebirth and changes are taking place, which are blessings, if we are facing facts in one's lives, fears are always beneficial. If we believe that, if we believe and trust our instincts, that will tell us it is the end of one phase of our life and the beginning of another. The question then becomes, I think, for most of us, how do we stay in the place of not knowing? Because if it truly is the end of one phase of our life and the beginning of the other, what do we do with the in-between time? Is the in-between time the time that we truly grow? It says that can show us how to navigate in the dark and unknown. And I think this was kind of the key for me today after, you know, Linda got done with telling me all the things that Bat was going to show up and not be. As I looked at this, I thought, Bat will show us how to navigate in the dark and the unknown. It says, soon you will see the world with a new perspective. It teaches sensitivity to vibrations around us, navigation, introspection, and demonstrates ability of observation and the power of meditation and solitude, along with the ability of working with the community. And what it says is, and this is really the punchline, and this is why this was so perfect for me today, Bat shows how to make those important transitions. So I hope that this amazing creature we call the Bat, I hope that what I've shared a little bit with all of you is to bring a little bit of that Bat medicine into your life in places where things are not clear or things may be dark, because Bat will help us get moved out of the underworld and live in the lives we want. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Melanie Bell is going to be joining us here in a minute. Certified nutritional therapist as well as gut and psychology practitioner. She has trained through she has a lot of training. I could sit here and go on and on and on. But you know what? She's somebody that is very, very passionate about making sure that we understand, you know, what body ecology is all about and what we are here and meant to do. Today's show is My Perfect Is Right Now. Women's power is intimately connected to our bodies. We must reclaim this, our body, while expanding and redefining that power. The journey is greatly assisted by supporting the health of the entire mind body. Melanie Bell is going to be joining us here in a minute, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what this means. What is the power of understanding that our health is our own? If you want to find out more about Melanie, you could go to the website foodisfirst.net. Foodisfirst.net. And check it out. Lots of information here, resources on her website that you can find out about. And you can schedule an appointment. You know, one of the things that I think I've gotten to understand here recently is, you know, this idea of what it means to take care of the body. Now, I think for many of us, we're sitting in a certain phase of our lives and, you know, we're getting some information that if we'd have got 30 years ago, maybe we could have done some things differently. Maybe things would have changed about our lives and about our bodies. But, you know, what I want to say is it's never too late. You know, I just heard that Wellness One commercial or ad that you just played for Dr. Thane and the team at Wellness One. I want to tell you that I was in a car accident in December, and I had no idea. I mean, I've been in car accidents before, but I've never really paid much attention to them. I had no idea of how vulnerable the whole body system is. And, you know, the car accident that I was in was very unexpected. You know, it wasn't something that I saw coming on. You know, it was actually me driving down the road and somebody pulling out of a parking spot and not even seeing me and just bam. Now, you know, when you're driving 40 miles an hour and somebody hits the back of your car, have you ever seen those bumper cars? Have you ever seen the bumper car? Have you ever seen the bumper car games? You know what they are, Benny? The little bumper cars where you're like, bam. That's what it's like for you to be driving and somebody to just come out and like, bam ya and wham ya. And so what I started to learn about this, that thanks to Dr. Thane and his folks, is I started to learn about, you know, how the body is connected in some interesting and strange ways. So this little fender bender, let's call it, that I had in December, and because of the nature of it and the nature of, you know, my neck going side to side instead of front and back, and I mean, a whole bunch of really strange things, you know, having a death grip on the steering wheel, because all of a sudden your car is like going into oncoming traffic, right? And you're like, wow, what just happened here? The shock, the trauma, all of that. You realize that how vulnerable we are. Now, I want to tell you that we learn about this in a lot of different ways. And I've had my ups and downs and my challenges. But one of the things I've learned is that there are people that we are surrounded with that really get this journey. My guest today is one of them. Dr. Thane is another. You know, I've been going in under his care for the past several months to, you know, get adjusted, I guess, as they call it. But it's more than that. It's a complete wellness program. And, you know, what I discovered is that the body has so many different connections. There's so many things that goes on in our system that affects us energetically, that affects us spiritually. And part of this is understanding how each of us needs to stand in our power. You know, what does it mean to actually know what that connection is to our bodies, especially in a culture and a society which have us believe none of us are perfect. None of us are really good enough. None of us have the right size. You know, I mean, who in the heck gets into a size one? What is that? What is a size one? Are you even born a size one? I don't even know. And then, you know, a size three, that's supposed to be better. Wow. So today we're talking with Melanie. I've introduced you. We're talking about my perfect is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Size one. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Beth.
Do you even know what a size one is?
I haven't figured it out yet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a woman.
You know what I think a size one is?
What is?
That must be the size like a chihuahua puppy is
there
born at.
There you go.
That's it.
That makes
imagine
sense.
Like a really small dog.
Right.
Now imagine like a chihuahua. Now imagine a chihuahua having a baby. Right? A litter. Chihuahua is like this big. Now, have you ever seen a little chihuahua baby? That's got to be the size one. Oh, by the way, what happens before one? Are you zero? And then do you go like in reverse?
Okay, so do you want to really go into this right now?
Yeah. that's the show. My perfect is right now.
Right. Right. I want a tool to know what is a size one, right? So then I go back to math and science. I'm a very pragmatic
person. I can't wait to hear this.
And what math and science tell us is that one doesn't exist. We made it up.
One is the only number. Find that song,
right?
Benny. I'll give you a star if you can find that song. Right.
If your purpose in life is to be a number one, you know, that's my perfect. Well, that doesn't exist. If you can let go of attachment to that number, there you're going to start growing more. You're going to get bigger.
I'm telling you. You're talking to somebody that was born a size 14.
See?
So, you know, I don't even get.
You're preaching to the choir here.
I'm telling you. I think somehow there are people that really look at these sizes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
And, you know, I'm using it as an example because I had a young teenage girl, mm-hmm. you know, talking about a couple different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were doing the texting business.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So you gotta get that in.
What the hell are you texting? You know, we're trying to get our prom. We're thinking about
they
the prom.
They don't even have jobs. What are they texting about?
We're thinking about the prom, you know, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. She can't get in a size three dress. So I'm like, are you kidding me? But this is really sad.
And think of all of the energy that we're wasting on that thought. We're literally meditating on being something that doesn't exist.
Well, and clearly, I mean, today's show is my perfect as right now. Right. Women's power is intimately connected to our bodies.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If we are thinking that our bodies are really not perfect,
right,
never have been
right
perfect, then where does all of that imperfection go?
Well, it goes into trying to create something that is this idealized vision of what perfect should be with all of its restrictions and in its box. So when you take that idea of perfection out of the box, right, when we explore what it really is, if I say perfect is gorgeous to all, it's looked upon by all and seen for what it truly is, that's perfection.
You know what was perfection when I was a teenager?
What?
When I was like, you know, a teenager, for my dad and my family,
yeah,
was marrying Giovanni down the street. That was perfection. That would have
that
been
was perfect.
The
in
whole
box.
Family sat around the table eating spaghetti, talking about how Giovanni and I were going to hook up and have a whole family of right.
Right. That's what perfect meant to you then, right? And of course your idea of
no,
perfect
that that
has
never
changed.
Meant perfect
very
to me.
Very Italian.
That,
too,
that never meant perfect to me.
Perfect in Italian.
That, you know, I had an out-of-body experience with that. You know, as a matter of fact, I never talked to that kid again.
Wow.
Ever. Well, you know, it's kind of like, really? I want to be a musician.
I have other ideas of what perfect is,
right?
I do.
I did.
And you let that idea continue to grow. And some people will keep that idea of perfect for the rest of their life.
Well, we're going to talk about this, Melanie. Yeah. We're firing it up right now. Hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
I think we're going to skip the next break because we just kind of rifle right through this. This is so cool. Melanie Bell is joining us here today. Women's Power. My perfect is right now. Mm. It's so important to believe that.
Yeah.
You
know that.
It's so important
right
to believe this.
Right?
It really is right now. You know, the very foundation really has been pulled out from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really today's show about women, we're talking about, you know, making sure that we move forward in life and keep our heads up high,
right,
and not let what we think our body is or isn't, right,
determine that.
I right mean, you know, all you need to do, okay, but we're going to go to break, but I just want to say this. I have never heard more people talk about one of the most talented vocalists we have on the planet right now in such a negative way because she put on some weight and then she lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
This is the woman that sang the song Beautiful.
What?
And think if she don't, I don't think she cares.
Yeah.
And it's more Christina Aguilera, right?
Right.
You got nothing else to talk about her
except by the way.
Like the
right. Right.
Let's take a short break. We'll be back with the insider information about that. Melanie Bell joining us here right on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering?
Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I love this song. Can we play a little bit more? It is the only number. It's the loneliest number, everybody. Yep, that's the way I felt when I was trying that dress on the other day. Yes. That's it. All right, everybody. Thank you, Benny. Super song. Three Dog Night, right?
Three Dog Night.
Correct.
Three Dog Night. You two, I don't think you was even born. I don't think you two were even born then. I was, though. Melanie Bell joining us here today. We're taking this on. My perfect is right now. What does all this mean? What are the tools? Mm. You know, how do you claim your health? How do you take it back? Mm. And, you know, there's an energy and a vibration to things, Melanie. And thank you for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
You know, I was mentioning Christina Aguilera as an example.
Right.
Body image. And by the way, it seems to be a female conversation.
Oh, did you just, you didn't just notice that.
I actually did just notice that.
No, really?
Yeah, I did. Do you know why? Because I was out with some peeps and they were, the TV had the apprentice guy, the celebrity apprentice, what is his name? Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I said, oh, I think he put on a little weight.
He may have put on a little weight.
That's what I said.
Right.
And everybody's like,
oh, did he? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But don't let Oprah, you know.
Oh, for Oprah's like hopeless.
Don't that is, let you can't her even gain a pound or lose a pound.
Yeah, that's a whole
and this
different
brilliant woman who's, you see what
right.
I'm saying.
No, I do. You know, and then the whole Dancing with the Stars thing, right? Everybody's on there and they're expecting all the women to lose weight. Where? What are we looking at the men? I mean, are the men not dancing to lose weight?
The men are self-referred. This is one of their tools we need to steal.
You know what? I'm sorry. I grew up in a family where having a pot belly was a really good thing.
Yeah.
Except nobody told me that was only for men.
Oh.
So I was modeling the wrong thing. But let's talk about tools. My daddy had a big old belly.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
big old
respected.
Belly and cigar. And it's like, that was my role model.
Well,
but let's talk about health and nutrition and food. I made a comment before you got here that if I knew then what I know now, I might be able to save my liver shortly, but we just don't know. So I wanted you to address this issue of our health being our own. And
this is some of the elegant simplicity that I think we're forgetting. And so you have this show to remind people that, you know, I'm 63% water or more at any given time. I need to be putting that back. My body can only come up with about 8 to 9% of that daily water need. And I'm 63% of it, and I'm sucking down coffee all day long. Mm. I'm just draining and draining and draining and draining, stealing from the system constantly that very necessary nutrient. Water, or dehydration, rather, is really connected to anxiety and depression. And wouldn't you be angry and anxious and depressed if you as a cell were not hydrated? You would feel like your life was ending every moment. These little cells have all the information. Our DNA tells every cell how to be me, right? It has all the information. It just chooses to be a heart cell. It chooses to be stomach tissue, right? But it knows exactly how to be me. So every cell in my body is crying out, I need water, right? Dr. Batman Gelich has a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water.
Yeah.
And he's healed so many people with water.
Mm-hmm. No,
a little electrolyte, a little salt, and water. Get the book. It's fantastic. Look at his research.
And not only that, but it's a hard nut to crack. Let me just tell you why. Mm-hmm. I had an experience with a very dear friend of mine, and, you know, had to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, hooked her up to an electrolyte bag, right? Perfect. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
It was like one
changed
bag.
Your life, yeah.
Oh, my God. And then two bags, right?
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Yesterday you gave her two bags of electrolytes, and she did, oh my God. It was like, so can you give her another bag? You know what they said to me? Mm. We don't want to overdo the electrolytes. I said, wait a minute. I have to ask Melanie about this.
Yes, you can balance yourself with minerals. Yes.
Okay,
you can.
But how much would you have to drink?
Well, you know, a lot of times they're using synthetic nutrients, and so they're using massive doses. When you're using whole food, you don't have to use massive doses.
But don't you think if the body keeps responding to something good?
Yeah, give it until the body isn't responding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So when we talk about this and we talk about this, you know, vibrancy and this idea of my perfect is right now.
Right.
Where does detox come in?
Water.
People can
see this. It always goes back to these really simple foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Detoxification is completely contingent on your good water intake, being hydrated, getting all that water into the cells, cleaning everything out, and then dumping it out the right way at the appropriate time. The electrolyte balance maintains whether or not foods can get into the cells and out of the cells, whether or not waste can get in and out of the cells, right?
Is sugar a blocker? Because you started the conversation talking about sugar. And we're consuming like a gazillion million. I did a whole show on sugar where looked at the, I didn't mention any brand names, but I looked at how much sugar was in that drink.
Right. So if you look at sugar as a food, then you start to wonder, well, why would I put that food in my body? It costs so much to put that food in my body.
We don't know
what
it costs.
Me? Well, what I'll tell you. So let's take the molecule vitamin C. On the market, we often see vitamin C as ascorbic acid.
That's right.
Ascorbic acid is the preservative shell of the molecule for C, and there are all these other cofactors that are necessary to make that molecule work beyond ascorbic acid, that preservative shell. If I actually put ascorbic acid into my body goes, oh, that's the preservative shell of the molecule C. I better gather up all of its cofactors from my own tissue and bones and complete that molecule so we can make some C. You see how it happens?
Yeah.
So this is what you do with sugar. You've stripped it of all of its nutrients. It's an incomplete molecule in the state we're eating it in. It's not, you know, cane juice with all of the cofactors. It's actually processed, stripped of its minerals. Sold back to a supplement company, the minerals, by the way.
Right.
And then given to us as almost the exact equivalent of maybe cocaine, even, in the way that it's processed. So we really are getting this concentrated version that's been stripped of all of its cofactors, and our body has to complete those molecules. Sugar's really good at stealing from our tissue and our organs. It takes a lot. It makes you really acidic. It's very irritating to the vasculature, so then the body has to take up all this energy repairing the vasculature. Cholesterol and fat is what it repairs that with. Consequently, we now know that heart attacks can be caused by an excess of sugar in the system. Of course, the kidneys go. They have to filter that sugar out of the system or that insulin out of the system.
Well, and let's be really clear about what we mean by sugar. And then, you know, we're going to also, Melanie's also going to talk about, a raw cleanse and some of the things she's got going on. And then also we've got a special offer, but sugar isn't just granulated sugar. So the big debate, they had the high fructose corn syrup commercial on.
Right. And what they said was true. It's no different than sugar.
That's what they said. That is what the commercial was. And I looked at that and I thought,
it's a super concentrated.
I thought, okay, now what is this commercial for? Right.
They have us believing now that sugar is a health
food. That was a multi-million dollar campaign.
Yeah. It's just like sugar.
It's
Don't
just
be scared
like sugar.
Of it. Sugar is not good for you.
So sugar, okay, the jury's still out. Can't make any real, can't really make any assessment about this. Don't want to, you didn't hear it here on the show. Rumor has it, as Adele would say, sugar and cancer have correlations.
Yeah. Well, because it does rob the tissue of its own minerals and cofactors, then the tissue begins to die.
There's some people that would say cancer loves sugar.
Yes. There are a lot of people that would say cancer loves sugar because it continues to deplete the tissue, transforming it into cancerous cells.
Mm-hmm.
The body can't act like the body if it doesn't have the nutrients to be the body. Right?
Yeah.
So let's get back to that tools for being perfect now. Because if I see this as a template, if I see water and good whole food as a template for how I can start being in the perfection that I am, this already exists in my cells. I already have the knowledge from the beginning of time. We know our DNA tells us everybody goes back to Lucy, right? Well, what does the water DNA tell me? Everything that goes back to the beginning of water, everything that goes back to the beginning of creation. We know we turn back into a pile of minerals. That's dirt. Dirt was there first. I have the DNA information in my cells that goes back to the beginning of the sparks of life, right?
That's right.
I have all knowledge.
That's right.
I am perfect right now. All I have to do is admit that it's there. Science has told us this. Maybe spiritual has told us this for years.
Absolutely.
But science has now confirmed it.
It's even in the Bible.
It's even.
I'm serious. You know?
That I really
am. The kingdom of heaven
perfect.
Is where?
Right. It's at hand.
It's right here.
Right here.
It's here.
Right?
Right.
So then we start to see our connection.
So sugar is like, Satan, get behind me. Believe me, I know my Bible. I know my Bible. But, you know, this is really the truth of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is really where we have to take a look at our lives and take our power back.
Be more observant.
We have to do this. Yeah. And yet we are in a very addictive situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
We really are.
Yeah.
You know, we've lost sight of what perfect is. Mm. And you know, a lot of people look down the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting an adjustment. Like I got my neck adjusted this morning. We're getting an adjustment to say, look, you don't have to go buy that car, that house, do this or that. You know, there's something greater here. You know, your work helps people understand what this is.
Yeah.
So you just finished a 7-day raw cleanse.
Yeah.
With your clients.
Yeah, we did a couple of my clients are rock stars. Night Train. Nicole Peoples, who also is an NTP, a nutritional therapist practitioner, and I, she's very much involved in a very popular all-black girl punk band called Night Train. And they all wanted to do a cleanse because you know how rock stars are. They go out and they smoke and they drink.
We have to get them in here.
Yeah, we should. They're fun.
But get them in after the cleanse.
Yeah. They just
did. They really
amazing.
Do the cleanse.
They really
they did.
It. Uh-huh. They really did.
7 days.
I took them grocery shopping. They did all 7 days
with raw food.
With raw foods.
Okay.
We did raw foods.
How did that work?
Vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. We soaked the nuts, seeds, and grains. Mm. We also also got to do fish. We did sashimi.
Mm.
So people they didn't feel hungry at all ever. It was just the idea that maybe I don't know how to do this. And when I would give them the information, they'd go, "Oh yeah, I could just make salad. Oh yeah. I just do a smoothie. Oh, yeah. I could just do a billion different things with fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains." I mean, it's a limitless, you know, plethora of food options that you can do with raw. The only thing about that is you have to be digesting those raw fruits and vegetables. A lot of people are in excruciating pain. They got leaky gut. They got GAP syndrome. So what we're trying to do is first get them digesting that food, and then we can start repairing the gut, and then we can start going in deeper into detox, getting what's in the old adipose tissue. We can start pushing that stuff out.
Well, that's really what we do have to push out.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
That old idea. Oh, God, I love it.
Well, but think about this, right? Because what is this called? I think it's called a Hertz reaction. When you start detoxing and you start pushing those toxins out, your body is just screaming.
Right.
And if you don't do something to get those nasty things out, you get a lot of pain.
Yep. It puts all the toxins back into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets into the joints. It gets in, it starts infecting again, reinfecting the body. But hopefully we've gotten the body healthy enough by the time we do a cleanse. And I highly recommend doing this with a practitioner, a nutritionist.
Are you going to be doing groups?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We always do it in a group.
Okay.
Well,
are you offering that to the peeps?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. bring it. If you want to, we have a special, you know, email me, foodisfirst@gmail.com. And we have a special going on for the folks that want to join us.
So let me just give you that really slowly. Yeah. Foodisfirst@gmail.com and email Melanie so that you can get a special offer off your first consultation and also be part of this next group that's going to participate. So is it going to be 7 days? Is it 7 days?
It depends.
How long is it going to be?
If you've done one before. If you've never done one before, I recommend just doing 3 days, seeing how you feel. That third day is really rough.
Okay.
So a lot of people can only really go up to 3 days. That's when the body just, the liver goes, oh, wait, they're serious? And just kind of dumps on you on that third day.
Wow.
So people can feel a little nauseous even on that third day, but drinking lots of water.
All right. So tell me about water and lemon.
Okay. Water and lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon is actually going to help you not uptake chemicals. So it's good for that reason. You've got a little vitamin C. It's going to help the adrenals. It's going to help the immune system.
Okay.
Citric acid will help with digestion.
Because we're into now the lemon water thing now.
Yeah, but, but
what's your feeling?
Water, but water, remember.
Well, I know, but I don't know. There's some, you know, it's like, look, Linda's mom has to drink a lot of water, and the only way she'll drink it is with lemon.
Well, that's not too bad for the body.
It's not too bad.
You know, that's a fair trade. If she was drinking Coca-Cola before, lemon water, beautiful.
Look, she's 87 years
old. See what
old.
I'm saying? You're gonna beautiful.
Let her drink. She's going to drink whatever she wants to drink. That's it. But, you know, the fact that... But the reason I'm asking you is that there are a lot of cleanses out there. One of them that has become known recently is called the Master Cleanse, lemon, cayenne, maple syrup.
Yeah, grape
now,
maple syrup. Lemon,
okay,
cayenne.
So let me talk to you about this. It's a trick question. First of all, what do you think of the Master Cleanse?
I think it's great for the collective consciousness. I think just putting the idea of cleansing out into the world, like you can control that. You can help your body do that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be the rock star for the average person because we can go out and we can afford to go get the, you know.
Right.
Okay. So how does maple syrup, grade B, or grade B organic, I want to tell you all out there, do not be go getting the other one. Okay, the one that really isn't maple syrup, that is not going to work. Grade B organic maple syrup. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's my understanding.
Sugar.
Yeah, it's my understanding.
But somehow that works together.
It has the content is most like molasses and it's chromium and magnesium.
Okay.
So it has in excess of what's needed to actually absorb the sugars of the molasses or the grade B maple syrup. So that's what they're trying to get.
The reason I bring it up is I was on a Master Cleanse for 42 days.
Whoa.
And I could not get off it. I loved it so much. but I had a modified version. I could have vegetables at night. Uh-huh. And brown rice or something like that.
Yeah.
This really leads to what we started out talking about, you know, and it's my perfect is right.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the intuitive tools that we have.
I practice daily the sensations of perfection. And I am not joking about this. I mean this in a very realistic way.
Tell me what that is.
So we were talking about the girls, you know, on their cell phones and they're texting all day and they're worry and about, you know, what TV show, does Christina Aguilera look fat? What is your prom dress going to look like? What size am I? They're always meditating on those thoughts and they're creating that havoc in their life that all of those thoughts create. If I instead go, I'm going to take a break from Christina Aguilera. I'm going to take a break from that size 3 prom dress. And I'm just going to meditate on the sensations of perfection in my imagination. What would that feel like? Right? Just like you imagine, what would it feel like to have a college degree? And you start to put the things into place to make you get the college degree. Right?
Right.
It's just that practical. This is how I am. I'm very dogmatic and practical. I was telling you. I have a Virgo moon.
I actually love this. You know, Linda and I did exactly what you're talking about when the lottery was up to $693 million. We did that thing.
That's awesome. Did you win?
No.
You didn't work hard enough.
But I'll tell you what we did there, though. It was really interesting because we looked at that, we looked at the money and we didn't say, what will we get?
Mm.
We talked about what we would do to help the world. I started to talk about feeding children. That's my little thing and taking care of the homeless. Mm-hmm. I also recently had an experience with the elderly and what's happening in the elderly. Mm-hmm. So we had this little fantasy going on about
what we'd be able to give.
Yeah. What we'd really and how we would do it.
Yeah.
And what countries would we go to?
Yeah.
And we had a little debate. You know, Linda wanted to go to every city, I think, in the U.S.
Yeah.
I wanted to go abroad. But the point is, you're talking about reserving space in your own mind.
In your own mind to encourage, enlighten, bring your light in, right?
You have to call yourself to make a reservation with your mind.
Because my mind is in every cell. I got this library of information. Again, science tells us this. I have a library of information in my cells. I don't even know what my body really does. I hardly ever listen to it. I don't even listen to it when I get acid reflux. I still eat the, you know, Subway sandwich with the giant meatball, double meat cheese thing. And it's telling me something very specific then. So what about the more subtle vibrations, right? What about the more subtle sensations that my body is going
through? Yeah. So like we're talking about that deep fried enchilada that showed up the other day. Smothered with the cheese and the hot peppers and, you know, your eyes are running.
Your nose starts running as soon as you look at it.
Yeah.
To the mucus.
It does. My nose does run. Isn't that that? And, you know, I keep eating the food.
Yeah, and you keep eating it. Isn't that amazing?
But, you know, let me just ask you a question because, I don't know. Maybe you are a purist. I don't know if you are. You've got to be working with some of your clients who come in some days. Mm-hmm. Kamisha.
We know you're listening.
We know you're listening. We'll come in someday and, you know, make like, I've been so good. And I bet you take like one look and you say, oh my gosh, did you really put down that pizza last night? Is there a balance or what side do you kind of sit on?
I'm all about the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I teach people is that they can have independent health care. You know, that they're perfect is right now because they do know how to get all the information they need to take care of their own health. Mm. We have such wonderful access to it with the internet now. We have so much information available to us. It really is possible in a very practical way to be able to see what's available to you. So if you start taking in those tools, then you're set.
Mm. What do you think the greatest challenge is for women?
Our
to really
mind,
get to this place that you and I are
mind,
talking about.
Our own mind. This is what meditation is for. Concentrated efforts, concentrated thoughts toward creating our greatest vision, our most beautiful, perfect self. Concentrated thoughts. Just like I said, you know, we did it when we wanted to get a college degree or whatever. When we wanted to have a kid, we set it up. We thought about it. We concentrated on it and created it in our own lives. And this is the exact same thing that you do when you concentrate on the perfection in you every moment of every day. Get in the practice of, I don't need the garbage about, oh, that guy just cut me off. I don't need that in my head. I need to concentrate on how perfect I am right now.
I love it. Thank you for joining us here today.
Pleasure.
Let's give out your website. Let people know your email address again. It's great to have you here today. I did concentrate on how not to marry Giovanni.
Well done. And a fast.
All right. Give out your information.
It's foodisfirst@gmail.com is the email address. And foodisfirst.com is the website for information.
Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thanks.
How fun. And so, you know, we need to know, like, when you're going to do the next cleanse.
We're
and you do it
May
with
1st.
A group, right?
Yeah. We love
okay,
doing it
how can
group.
People find out more about that? Should
can
they call you?
Go onto the website and click on receive information, and then you can write in a little comment. I want to know about the May cleanse. We're going to start May 1st because we want to get warm and wonderful for our summer-ish that happens in Seattle.
Okay.
When it's about, you know, 75 degrees and we feel it's okay to put on a bathing suit. But really celebrating that ability to take care of my own health.
The ultimate challenge.
Yeah. Spring clean.
Feeling really good about wearing a thong. There we go. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you next time. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
No is the saddest experience you'll ever know.
love this song. Can we play a little bit more? It is the only number. It's the loneliest number, everybody. Yep, that's the way I felt when I was trying that dress on the other day. Yes. That's it. All right, everybody. Thank you, Benny. Super song. Three Dog Night, right?
Three Dog Night.
Correct.
Three Dog Night. You two, I don't think you was even born. I don't think you two were even born then. I was, though. Melanie Bell joining us here today. We're taking this on. My perfect is right now. What does all this mean? What are the tools? You know, how do you claim your health? How do you take it back? And, you know, there's an energy and a vibration to things, Melanie, and thank you for joining us here today. You know, I was mentioning Christina Aguilera as an example.
Right.